Welcome to the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Each week, I help you make sense of what's happening in that region through a biblical lens. Security threats, archaeological discoveries, biblical prophecy, just a few of the things that we cover. And it's so important for us to see things through a biblical lens because if we don't, we're not going to understand what's happening in that region of the world. And the main purpose of the Middle East Reports is to encourage you to read, study, and apply the Word of God in your life. And the best way to do that is to connect to the people, places, and geography of what we read in God's Word. And we're going to do that today. Talk to a dear friend of mine who lives in Israel, but is joining me today from Texas, from the United States, Kobe Ferguson. Kobe Ferguson is the president and CEO of Maos Israel Ministries, an incredible organization that is making such a big difference there in the land of Israel. Kobe, thank you so much, dear friend, for joining me today on the Middle East Report. And I want you just to tell everybody what Maos Israel is all about and what you guys do there in the land of Israel.
Yeah, shalom, shalom. Good to be with you, John. I really appreciate being here. So Maos is a Hebrew word, which means strength. And so our vision for almost 50 years has been to strengthen Israel with the gospel. So we do a lot of practical things, humanitarian aid, but really our goal is to see Romans 11:26 and that all Israel shall be saved. And so we do that by various ways. We print materials to strengthen believers in their faith. We print Bibles. We help plant congregations all through the land and a lot of other things as a ministry that's been around for 50 years.
It's really hard to describe what Maos Israel does there in the land of Israel because you are involved in so many different things there in the land, and you are helping not only Jewish people, but you are helping Arab people. You do humanitarian support. You have prayers going on that people can join in with what's happening there in the land. So literally, you know, there are just so many aspects to Maos and what you all do. And I want to encourage people to connect with Maos Israel. They can do that when they go to maosisrael.org. That's M-A-O-Z Israel.org. You can find out more about what this incredible organization is doing there in the land of Israel. And you are doing a lot of things there in the land. It's just hard. You know, we could spend the next 2 hours telling everybody about what you all are doing there in the land.
Yeah. And, you know, people ask us, you know, how did everything that's happening now and the war affect you? Well, you know, the vision remains the same. You know, it hopefully if we're doing things right, you know, our vision doesn't change just like what the Lord, what Yeshua, Jesus, what he went through. I was just thinking about all the pain and suffering and things he went through. You know, the vision was the vision. The vision didn't change no matter the difficulty, no matter the consequences of what he went through, but you still saw the results. So we did change a lot of our modus operandi, how we functioned during the war, but it has not changed our vision and what we want to accomplish. And that's that people are strengthened, and if hearts are open, which they are opening more than we've ever seen, that they'll be open to hearing and considering that Yeshua, Jesus, is the Jewish Messiah. So that's our goal, and that doesn't change. Vision is the same from generation to generation, no matter what we're all going through.
Maosisrael.org is where you can find out more. And I wanted to tell everybody here at the top of the program, Kobe, that you are actually going to be speaking very, very soon in northern Mississippi. And this is a very, very special rally to stand with Israel. It's happening at the Sportsplex Gym in Ripley, Mississippi on Sunday, August 4th at 3 p.m. Everybody from across the country is invited to come and stand with Israel. And again, that is in Ripley, Mississippi. That's the northern part of Mississippi at the Sportsplex there in Ripley, and everybody is invited, 3 in the afternoon on August 4th. And Kobe, you are going to be speaking there. Just maybe, you know, a few seconds of what you're going to be talking about to the people there as they come for this very important rally.
Sure. I'm really looking forward to it. I don't think I have ever spoken anywhere in Mississippi, so it's about time, right? I've been with you there in studio and in different places, but I've never actually spoken in any churches. I'm looking forward to it, to see a gathering of the congregations there at the Sportsplex. So we are going to be sharing really some personal things that I can't really share in other venues. Some of it, unique information, to what we experienced in our own personal lives, our ministry in Israel, some stories from the field, of really telling people what's really going on now. People hear all kinds of things in the media and social media and the news, but as believers in the land, I think we have a unique perspective. And unfortunately, this war and the attacks on October 7th have affected all of us in Israel in a very deep way. And I want people to understand the truth about what happened and what the Lord is doing, and to encourage, really as much as anything, to encourage people that the Lord is active, working, that the events are horrible, but did not catch the Lord by surprise. And he is active and he has a plan, and he's doing amazing things in Israel. And his plan involves Christians, the church worldwide. And I mean, I'm a testimony, and we're seeing testimony to that as well. We're witnesses of what the Lord is doing to use the church in amazing ways. That's his plan all along. It's for his kids, Jews and Gentiles, to get along, you know, for his purposes and plans. So we're seeing some amazing things. And I just want to share those things a little bit more in detail than I can in other formats.
Well, I want to invite everybody to come and be a part of this very special rally for Israel, an opportunity to stand with Israel and the Jewish people. It's coming up on Sunday afternoon, 3 in the afternoon, August 4th, and this is happening in the northern part of Mississippi at the Sportsplex in Ripley, Mississippi, and everybody is invited to come and be a part of this, and you'll hear Kobe and some others there. It'll be a great time just to celebrate Israel, the Jewish people, and stand together. Kobe, our hearts were broken on what happened on October 7th with the massacre, the rape, the burning of people, that just everything that happened to the Jewish people on October 7th, absolutely horrific. Just a quick reaction for you when you were there on October 7th, and maybe a little bit about what Maos Israel did after that and what you guys are currently doing to help those affected.
Yeah, it seems almost a lifetime ago, but it was a turning point in history in many ways. And I tell people that were alive and that remember the events of September 11th in the United States. So we really see, you know, as any of you travel, you might realize things are different than they were before. Very different, new agencies, but the response from September 11th was, America went to war. They realized we can't have these kind of things happen in our soil. And so it was very similar for us. This was our September 11th. And we were awakened in the morning by sirens, as a lot of people were, millions of Israelis were. And at the same time, the missiles were launched from Gaza. Really, that was part of their attack, but it was really a diversion in some ways, as they invaded us in cover of rocket fire, which we had never seen them ever do that. And so our response is basically that of, we have to defend ourselves as they came into villages. And as you said, and for the sake of our viewers, I won't go into detail, but just the most horrific things that we've seen ever take place in Israel. I mean, maybe we can liken it back to 70 AD and what Rome did. We haven't had anything like that happen in Israel since the time of the Romans. And we've never experienced things like this since the Holocaust in Israel. So on a per capita scale, this is the largest terror attack in human history. And the massacres that occurred were the worst that's ever happened in Israel. So we're kind of in uncharted territory. We had never been here, but we knew that we can't let this, because they were communicating to us, we're going to keep coming. Like, we're not going to stop. And so there weren't empty threats. And so we had to make sure that Hamas and other terrorist organizations, it wasn't just Hamas, really that whole ideology, and funded and backed by Iran and other, you know, deeply well-pocketed regimes and peoples from all over the world. So we just had to make sure this can't happen again. So for me personally, in the first beginnings of the war, I volunteered with the IDF and went and just told them, look, you know, I can still shoot. And they told me, yeah, but you can't move as well, you know, as you used to. So we don't want to write your wife and say, hey, you know, this guy was taken out quickly on the battlefield. So they just said, look, you're more helpful to us in a volunteer position in helping us supply the soldiers. It's so many hundreds of thousands, I think around 360,000. The number actually, I think, ended up being more than that. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers just immediately came, and we'd never seen such numbers. And so the systems were kind of buckling. People asked me, well, doesn't the IDF supply soldiers with everything? And yeah, they supply everything in terms of warfare and the weaponry, but there's a lot of things that can fall through the cracks in such a crisis. So we were just helping supply food and water. And really, I just began to volunteer in different army bases and give evidence collecting equipment and media equipment for things. And I'll be honest, the things that we saw there, I have to be careful because it's very shocking. To be careful that I don't get choked up talking about it. But when I went to a few army bases and they wanted me to see things that were basically shocking, things I had never seen before, remains of people from villages, and we were working to help them document some of these things. It's evidence as witnesses there that this is no deep fake, that this was real, and there are millions of witnesses in Israel to the things that took place. The things that we've seen that many people have seen much more than me, the things that people should never see, the things that took place are beyond, I think it was hard for people around the world to wrap their heads around the fact that people would do these kind of horrific things, the brutality against women and so forth and so on. So we immediately pivoted what we were doing in ministry to help the soldiers. And then we began to see hundreds of thousands of evacuees have left dangerous areas, left their homes. We have hundreds of thousands now. I think the number's down to about 120,000. Give or take, of Israelis that have left, and maybe even more will come as Hezbollah is attacking from up north more and more. We had 200 missiles come a few days ago, being shot at us, launched at us from Lebanon. So there's hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of Israelis displaced from their homes, and that just affects the entire nation as a whole.
Well, you guys have been through a lot, and we're talking to Kobe Ferguson, who is the president and COO of Maos Israel. They do a lot to help the people of Israel, and I want to encourage you to please connect with them. It's maosisrael.org, maosisrael.org. You can find out all about what they are doing. This is an incredibly wonderful organization. They are financially accountable to everything they do. This is an organization that you can sow financially into with confidence. I highly recommend that. And I don't say that about a lot of different ministries out there, but this one I do. So you can find out more when you go to maosisrael.org. You know, as you were talking about October 7th, and here we are many, many months past that, and then we've got multi-fronts of wars going on around Israel. It's so sad to me, Kobe, to see the reaction from so many in the world who just want Israel to cave in and just give up and say, you know what, you need to get up out of Gaza, basically let Hamas, you know, take over. And we can't let that happen. What happened on October 7th cannot happen again. And ultimately, Kobe, I really do believe that, you know, what's going on there in the land of Israel is a spiritual warfare. It is the enemy just trying to eliminate the plans and purposes that God has for the Jewish people. Would you agree with that? Or maybe talk a little about the spiritual warfare from your perspective.
Well, that's an amazing point. When we traveled and just saw just what humans could do within hours and days right after the attack on October 7th, we saw the aftermath. It was just shocking. You know, they targeted our agricultural centers, burned greenhouses. And then we begin to see the aftermath of thousands of Israelis having to leave their homes and not having really enough supplies and the soldiers. And so as I'm just going around and our ministry is supplying really just thousands of soldiers with help, I mean, things that we've never done on a scale like this. You can kind of have a tendency to just stay in the natural realm with your thinking because it's so tactile. Everything's about the needs. Everything is about helping with this need, helping this school that's needed because kids are, you know, evacuated, all these things. And we praise God that we were able and continuing to do things that we've never been able to do before to help Israel. And that's a great feeling to be able to help. But we have to keep our minds rooted in the scriptures, exactly what you're saying, that we ultimately are in a spiritual warfare for the eternity of souls and for the heart and soul of a Jewish nation. And so our ultimate battle is fighting for the heart and soul of a Jewish nation, not just helping temporal needs, but we have to do both. And sometimes I find Christians and believers around the world kind of going in maybe one this or that, you know, scenario. And it has to be a not either or. We have to reach out in the natural and do everything we can. But remember, this ultimately is a spiritual battle. The roots of anti-Semitism are supernatural evil, and they go way back beyond. There was something called Hamas, way back before something called the Nazis, thousands of years. So there's a spiritual evil of wickedness, the devil and his minions, demons, and really powers in a different realm that are trying to kill the Jewish people, trying to destroy Israel. And it's really so that they can try to make God look to be a liar, because if he doesn't keep his promise to his ancient friend Abraham, then all of this is a moot point. But they can't do that. They will not win. The Lord will protect his son Israel. He will protect his people, and he will deliver us. And ultimately, the Lord is with us no matter what happens to us. You know, Yeshua, Jesus says, you know, take heed, you know, I have overcome the world. And he says that in sometimes the most difficult circumstances in human history. But it gives me comfort and solace to know that. And that's what we want Israelis to know. You know, Isaiah 40 tells really, I think it's a word for the church worldwide. It says, tell my people, comfort my people, comfort my people, tell them that their warfare has ended. But we know Israel is going to be in war until the Lord returns, according to Scripture. So how can we speak comfort ultimately to the Jewish people and to Israel? And I think that it just shows us there's a deeper level of spiritual warfare, even in those scriptures. How can we really bring comfort? And it really only comes through the peace that comes through Yeshua, through coming into a new covenant. The Jewish people to realize, yes, the Lord will protect us as a people. The Lord says we will never be rooted again out of the land. And yes, we'll face more conflicts and more wars, but we can all be at peace in our hearts, even when things get scary, even when things get a little concerning all around us, missiles flying at us. And, you know, it's just the difficulties of that. But internally, if we know we are with the Lord forever, that's what all this is about. That's the ultimate battle that we're fighting for.
We're talking to Kobe Ferguson. He is the president and CEO of Maoz Israel. And he happens to be in the United States, in Texas at this moment, but he lives in Israel with his children, his dear wife, and the organization Maoz Israel has many branches around the world. And I want to encourage you to connect with Maoz Israel, maozisrael.org, maozisrael.org. Kobe Ferguson will be the special speaker coming up. And everybody is invited to this all across the country, Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m., August 4th in Ripley, Mississippi at the Sportsplex. That's Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m., August 4th. It's a time to stand with Israel. Kobe Ferguson, a special speaker during this rally. And again, everybody is invited to be a part of that. And Kobe, talking about standing with Israel, in the final moments that we have here on the Middle East Report, you do travel around the world and you speak to a lot of people, a lot of churches, a lot of organizations around the world. Tell me what you're hearing from people who love Israel and, you know, want to support the Israel. What are you hearing from all these places that you've been visiting across the world?
Well, I've been pleasantly surprised by the level of pro-Israel activity, by the hearts of people worldwide in South America and other countries. I've been to Brazil, been to other places quite often. And it's an interesting dynamic. I think because of the dominance of media to project a narrative, I think social media also is even more, let's say, at fault in projecting a certain narrative that people are hearing or seeing. A lot of Christians that love Israel are often just misinformed or not informed at all. And I was shocked to see, as I'm traveling also in the U.S., so many people are telling me, I didn't know about that. I didn't know the level of atrocities that occur. I didn't know this and that. And I'm also hearing a lot of conspiracies that people absolutely believe. And I just like to tell people, and every time I'm sharing, I also share a little bit, very briefly. I said, look, we're witnesses to what happened. This was a very well-planned attack. Israel is not some kind of special Star Wars, Star Trek society of technology in our military. Yes, we have some amazing tech and some things people don't even know about, but they really had a good plan. We're backed, heavily funded, and they found out vulnerabilities, and we were caught napping on a Shabbat morning and when we were attacked. So it's not a conspiracy. It's not a deep fake. It's not a deep state collusion. It is what it is. We were attacked and massacred in numbers that we have never seen. And as I'm traveling, I'm letting people know that. And I'm letting people also know what they're helping to accomplish. People that are supporting Israel, people that are giving to ministries in the land. This is our time to be able to help in a way we never have, to change a narrative. Also, a lot of Christians around the world don't understand Israel. We have more than 99%, less than 1% of the nation are believers in Jesus, much less than 1%. But it's increased greatly in the last 50 years, but we're still at less than 1%. But as we are helping, as we are literally the hands and feet of Yeshua, as Christians are helping strengthening the body, a lot of Christians don't know there is a Messianic Jewish body, that there is an Israeli body of believers in the land that they can connect with. And we are the closest link to them spiritually. You know, as Christians are using us to support the land, that creates a coalition. We need our allies in the natural. We have to, but what I'm letting people know is we have spiritual allies together with Jew and Gentile, and man, we can make a huge difference in the land when we come together. And so we're seeing a narrative shift There's some persecution against Messianic Jews, against Jewish believers, and there's still some pushback by certain groups, but we're seeing an openness in a level in Israel that people have never seen, that we have never seen. I've been in Israel most of my life now, and I've never seen such openness. People asking us, who are you? As we're just doing really simple things in some ways to help. They're just shocked that we would be on the battlefield where the tanks are, helping the soldiers with some basic needs. They would say, well, you're risking your lives coming out here. Who are you? And a lot of our dear brothers and sisters actually fighting in the military now are Messianic Jews. And in one case, at least, and unfortunately, I think it's several cases, one brother lost his life, and it really helped people see, okay, Israeli believers are with us. They're Jewish. They're with our society. They're with our culture, as we've always been considered kind of persona non grata. Now that's something that I want people to know that is changing. At least we have this window of opportunity right now to let people know that we are on their side. Let Israel know we are with them, even though, yeah, we're believers, and Christians need to understand that connection, that their greatest link to help affect the land of Israel, the greatest avenue to help affect Israel and impact them in a positive way is to do it through the body of believers, Messianic Jews in Israel.
That's Kobi Ferguson. He is the president and CEO of Maos Israel. I want to encourage you to find out more about this incredible organization, maosisrael.org. maosisrael.org, and Maos is spelled M-A-O-Z. So it's maosisrael.org. You can pray for the organization. You can give to the organization financially with confidence. And we want to encourage you to connect with Maos and what they are doing there in the land of Israel. Kobi, thank you for your time today. You've been a dear friend for a long time, both you and your family. And I want to invite everybody to be a part of this very important rally that's coming up very, very soon on Sunday, August 4th at the Ripley Sportsplex Gym in Ripley, Mississippi. That's in the northern part of Mississippi. This is Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m., August 4th at the Ripley, Mississippi Sportsplex Gym. Kobi Ferguson will be speaking. It is a time to stand with Israel. We have to stand with the Jewish people and the land of Israel in this rising tide of anti-Semitism, Jew hatred that we see in our country. With everything that is happening in Israel, this is the time for us to come together and to stand with Israel. I hope to see you there Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m., August 4th at the Ripley Sportsplex Gym in Ripley, Mississippi. That's in the northern part of Mississippi. Everybody is invited to be a part of this very, very important Stand with Israel rally. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Podcasts of the show are available everywhere where you get your podcasts.